From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. An independent team will be looking at Utah Valley University's campus security starting next month. It follows the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk in September. The Utah News Dispatch reports UVU will bring in outside reviewers to look into how the school handles security and emergencies, and they'll make recommendations. The university has been criticized for possible security missteps during Kirk's visit. He was shot from the roof of a campus building while answering a student's question. It's opening day for Brighton Ski Resort. It's the third ski area to open in Utah, after Brian Head and Solitude. But 10 others in the state are still closed. While several others are expected to open Friday, a lack of snow has meant a delayed start to the ski season in Utah and across the West. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen has this update.
Take a look at some Ski Mountain webcams and you'll still see a whole lot of brown patches.
Oh, dude, it's so bad.
Scott Mellon works at Teton Mountaineering, a gear store in Jackson, Wyoming. Jackson Hole Mountain Resort is one of many ski areas pushing back opening day after a warm and dry November. It means no rush of customers renting skis or getting boots fitted to hit the slopes.
Mostly we're just noticing a lack of customers. People just aren't showing up quite as much.
In Utah's Cottonwood Canyons, Evan Thayer can usually get in at least a few days by now.
I have yet to ski this year, which is rare for me.
He's a forecaster with Open Snow in Utah, where Park City, Deer Valley, and other major resorts postponed opening. He says the Northern Rockies will see snow this week and colder temps, good for man-made powder to supplement. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Overnight lows are expected to dip into the 20s and low 30s statewide for the rest of this week, and cooler temps mean a higher risk of carbon monoxide poisoning. It can become a problem when some kinds of heating systems and water heaters are not in working order. Last year, there were 3 CO poisoning deaths in Utah, and there were nearly 400 emergency department visits related to the gas. It's odorless and invisible. People can prevent poisoning by using a CO detector near bedrooms and making sure snow is not blocking exhaust vents and fresh air intakes. And don't run a car inside a garage, even if the door is open. Someone with CO poisoning needs immediate medical help. Symptoms include dizziness, being lightheaded, or feeling sick. You are listening to KUER News.